So, Candice Owens recently released some text between her and Charlie Kirk. And it's kind of interesting. It's very interesting indeed, because they're about Ben Shapiro. And they reveal the extent to which he is a controlling, manipulative, scheming and conniving weasel. And we're going to be looking at those texts and their full implications soon. I'll just remind everyone, pick up my book, Applied Elite Theory. Get it in time for Christmas. Speaking of Christmas, you should also pick up one of my courses, Trivium, Foundations of Shakespeare, Foundations of Economics, Foundations of Politics, Research, Entrepreneurship. Many great courses available. Buy them now. Practically giving them away for the price that I'm charging. Some of them are, you know, better than what you'd get at most universities, I would say. But anyway, so let's have a look at these tweets between Candice Owens and Charlie Kirk now. They're all about Ben Shapiro. The voice in on the left is Charlie Kirk. And the voice in blue is Candice Owens. And she's blue because she is the one who is sharing these tweets. So, Kirk, you are bigger than Ben now. Walking in the White House yesterday, I realised that. So, Kirk is realising that Candice Owens is bigger than Ben Shapiro. Owens, I know, he hates it. Kirk, we just have to treat him like noise. He wants you to punch down to him. His respect amongst movement fighters is quite low. So, this is Charlie Kirk reporting from the ground that people in the MAGA movement don't like Ben Shapiro, okay? Owens, he's making his entire show with Joe Rogan this weekend about worshipping celebrities. Just think about that. It really means I just controlled his entire show. Kirk, you got in his head. Owens, yes. Kirk, which is terrific. Owens, that's wonderful, lol. Kirk, the Ben thing involves me more than he wants to admit. He knows Jon Snow is stronger as the dragons fly higher. Esoteric Game of Thrones reference from Charlie Kirk there. Wonder what he really meant by that. Owens, 100%. Kirk, it pisses him off. Owens, two reasons you've always been a threat to him. Because you are smarter. So this is Owen saying that Kirk is smarter than Ben Shapiro. Kirk, Andy is sending his incestuous brother to go and try and kill us. That's a reference to Jamie Lannister, I guess. Owens, and he views you as responsible for me. It's worse, says Charlie Kirk. He views you as my slave. 100%. Control her is what he called, is what he was really saying to me when he called. Control Candice Owens. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible? So, the picture that we're getting from this is that behind the scenes, okay, and there are question marks over the credulity of these texts, but these are people, don't forget, who have lied about basically everything else. That is, the people on the Ben Shapiro side of this. They repeatedly lie, barefacedly lie. So there's no actual reason not to believe that these texts are real. I don't think Candice Owens would release fake texts at this time. So she's lobbed these into the mix, just as, you know, we're in the height of this Tucker Carlson feud with Shapiro and Levin and so on. And what it reveals is that Shapiro spends most of his time fretting behind the scenes, trying to control various personalities using manipulation and third parties. And, you know, he thought that he could use Charlie Kirk to control Candice Owens, even though Owens is now bigger, much bigger than Ben Shapiro. Let's not forget, Shapiro in the past month has lost 20,000 subscribers. Candice Owens is one of the biggest YouTubers in the world, if not the biggest, in terms of the news space, right? In terms of American news personalities, doesn't come bigger than Candice Owens. And the only people who rival her are literally Tucker Carlson, who Ben Shapiro is also against. Shapiro has lost control of the narrative. He has lost operational control of these people that he thought he could control. It's interesting because this sort of trope reoccurs throughout history of people like Ben Shapiro who think they can control other people, but then those people turn against them, like Frankenstein's monster turns against Frankenstein. Interesting. And, you know, one of the interesting things in the historical pattern is that Shapiro, in his hubris, never learns the lesson. He never becomes humble. He never learned any humility. He always doubles down and triples down and quadruples down and tries to do it more and tries to do it more and tries to do it more. And you can see him trying to squeeze, trying to control ever more. But it's like the thing he's trying to control is, what's that stuff, Play-Doh? Like he is trying to get a grip on it, but the slime is coming through his fingers. He cannot control it. It is out of his control. And the further it slips out of Ben Shapiro's control, the more he panics, the more he runs around like a headless chicken trying to get things under control. Well, sorry, Benny. The fact of the matter is that America is a free country. It's not under, quote-unquote, your control. It's not yours to control. And the more people speak up against it, the more people push back, the more people say, you, Ben Shapiro, are completely irrelevant. What you have to say is of no relevance to me. You don't get to define what happens in this country. You don't get to define my beliefs. You don't get to say what I can say and cannot say. What you have to say is nothing to us. You are nothing. That's what needs to happen. That should be the net result of this feud. That Americans, in their thousands, like the 20,000, 30,000 people who unsubscribe from Ben Shapiro, need to do that even more. It needs to get to the point where, you know, kissing that wall is considered an election losing issue. If you kiss the wall, you lose. That's what it needs to happen down the line. And these developments in the past couple of weeks are making that closer to reality. Every single day, they mess up more and more, the Shapiros of this world. They are making error after error after error because they cannot get to grips with the fact that we're not living in 1998. It's not, you know, the land where a couple of, you know, few networks control, you know, a few corporations control a small number of networks and you can just whine and complain and, you know, oh, I'm going to go to your boss. I'm going to go to Mitch and Murray. I'm going to go to Mitch and Murray and fire you, right? That's the world that Ben Shapiro loves to operate in, this organization or that organization. Well, you can't fire Candice Owens because she works for herself. You can't fire Tucker Carlson because he works for himself. So what are you going to do? Because they're bigger than you. And they speak for more Americans than you do. So how about wind your neck in for once, Ben? Wind your neck in. How about pipe down for a while? And listen to what the American people are trying to tell you. Anyway, I've said it all in these videos this past week. You need to be on the side of the people against Ben Shapiro. And if you're not, frankly, you're an enemy at this point. You're an enemy. Okay, pick up Applied Elite Theory. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency. And I'll catch you next time. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.